Adam Carolla shares meme highlighting Leah Thomas' mediocrity in men's swimming. By Warner Todd Houston on March 20, 2022. Comedian and podcaster Adam Carolla posted a meme Friday highlighting the absurdity of transgender upend swimmer Leah Thomas dominating women's sports. Carolla's tweet was simple. With the caption "Hi," Carolla showed a pair of photos. One of William Thomas with his dismal U.S. men's swimming ranking of 462. And a second with Leah Thomas, who quite suddenly achieved a number one rank in women's swimming. Of course, the inference is that when he was still accepting his status as a male swimmer, his ranking was terrible, but when he transitioned to being a woman, suddenly Thomas dominated the sport, thanks to the physical advantages inherent to his sex. Some Twitter users, though, blasted Carolla for his inferred message. Twitter user Kane Webb replied, "Hi, Adam. It's funny to watch you pull this performative bullshit as though you ever watched women swimming. You are way past your relevancy date, and this is how you attempt to stay in the modern public eye." Carolla quipped in response, "Why do you hate women so much?" Webb also strawmanned Carolla, saying, "My favorite part about transphobic dick cheeses is them presenting it as though they were watching women swimming religiously prior to Leah Thomas." Carolla replied to Webb's second tweet, sarcastically saying, "It's transphobic to think biological men competing against women is unfair." Thomas spent the entirety of the 2022 college swimming season demolishing one women's swimming record after another. Then at the NCAA finals set another record and took the win in the 500 freestyle last week at the NCAA championships. Across social media, commentators congratulated University of Virginia swimmer Emma Wayant as the true victor of the women's competition, though Thomas' inclusion officially put her in second place. Despite that initial bright showing at the NCAA championship, Thomas came in last for the 100-yard freestyle, prompting speculation on whether the swimmer lost the race on purpose to soften criticism. This Tuesday outside the White House, Breitbart News interviewed activists protesting the erasure of women's sports via transgender confusion. "Transgenderism is a quasi-religious, dogmatic pile of nonsense," said Kelly J. Keene, who went viral for a videotaped argument with another audience member at the NCAA championship over Leah Thomas. "If you question any of it, the whole thing falls apart," Keene told Breitbart News. "So you can't say that men's bodies are different to women's in sport, because then you have to admit they're different to women's in prisons and toilets." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.